All right, welcome back. We haven't had this guy on in a while. We haven't seen him dressed up like a trash can or a shrubbery. Shrubbery is one of his favorites. Jumps out and says, gotcha, gotcha.
Right. I like it when he stands there, he paints himself bronze like a statue down on 4th Street.
Yeah.
And right when there's a purse snatching, he'll go, not so fast.
Not so fast.
John Bull, are you going to arrest me? No, but I'm going to interview you.
I think if John Bull shaved his head, that would be definitely a Kojak situation going on.
Who would win between a fight and between Spider-Man and John Bull?
John Bull.
I think so, too.
John Bull,
so.
What are you doing,
John,
buddy?
How are you, man?
Depends if I got my security posse with me.
Yeah.
Here's where I think Greg Fisher thinks he's living in this world, okay? He thinks he's in an episode of Hill Street Blues. And he's calling the gang members. I don't know if you heard our story earlier.
Allow me to retort when you're done.
Okay, go. No, we got the story from Wave 3, John Bull.
I would argue.
Yes, I was going to say. I don't know if you heard our story because we were the one that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
But I would argue Tony's point when he says he thinks he's in Hill Street Blues. No, those were real police. I would say that he thinks he's in, what was that, where the cops would sing and dance?
Cops Rock.
Cops Rocks. That's what he thinks he's in. Yeah. Hey, gang, enough with the carjackings and violence. Let's dance.
Before we talk about football, John, seriously, you're an anchor.
Before we talk about anything, could I ask Dwight a question?
Yes, please do.
Okay, the way he crushes school board members, do you guys ever have a school board member on your show?
Oh, no, they would never come on our show.
I was wondering if you've ever been in an awkward situation of having one on after Dwight has absolutely taken the flamethrower out to all of them.
I would love to talk to him. They've got an open invitation.
School board or Metro Council, either one. Hey, easy.
Well, I don't. Every time I pick up my phone, Dwight is just lobbing grenades. Excuse me. Dropping nuclear bombs on those two organizations.
Well, John, here's what upsets me about that is the hypocrisy, because we have children, and this is not a funny situation. We have children. Every time you open your phone to social media when JCPS is in session and not NTI, you see children being ganged up and beaten on and a video being taken. You see children bringing guns to school almost every single day. One of them had a 30 capacity magazine.
All right, we're going to get lost in the weeds here.
Hang on one second. My point is, whenever you go to a school board meeting, of course they have it locked down now where parents can't even attend. But if you could, you have to go through, you know, metal detectors and the whole bit. And they have armed security there. Yet they don't want it for our children, and that really upsets me. It really pisses me off because children. All they're trying to do is do the right thing and get an education. But I'll leave it right there.
I can tell. I can tell it upsets you.
Okay.
And it is a high point of my enjoyment.
But yes, thank you. We did take we saw the Wave 3 story on the gang members going to talk to the mayor, and I was reading it and couldn't believe what I was reading. I just don't.
Okay, which part? The two showed up.
The fact that. Well, we were laughing on how did they get a hold of these said drug leaders or these gang leaders? Is there email or a letter, or did you pop by and say, hey, just want to let you know, tell everybody else?
And I have a follow-up question.
And then,
hey, listen, man. Shannon and I were watching David Mattingly's story last night, asking the same questions in real time. Yes.
Here's my question.
We need to do more. We need to do more with this.
No. That story's not over.
Listen, I want to know if when the mayor showed up to talk to the two that showed up, did he wear a do-rag and like a sweatsuit and tried to fit in?
He was like iced tea.
And did he turn his chair around backwards and sit in and put his arms up on the chair rest and go, all right, gang, let's rap about violence?
I want to know how the two, both of the guys that showed up, or girls, whatever, I wonder how they felt. They probably were looking around going, dang, man.
Man. What the only one?
They told me they were coming.
Do you think they said, you want to go just as a goof? He said there's going to be hors d'oeuvres.
All right, so I challenge you to lead with this story rather than COVID or snow. You can't do it. You can't do it tonight, John.
We just got some research back that showed people are all into COVID again in
news. Are you serious?
It's interesting because No, listen, it's interesting because back when this thing erupted, we were the first one to go all in on it in, you know, March of 2020, and yeah. it turned out to be really a good decision in terms of ratings and the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
And then we got some research in, like, you know, like whenever, months and months ago, about how people were like didn't want to hear about it anymore.
Yep.
And so we, you know, we covered all news. And then now we just got a fresh batch back. Say people are right back where they were before. They want all COVID all the time.
I don't understand that, because on this show we avoid COVID like I avoid my wife on the weekends.
All right, so yeah, I did. I remember calling you out. Remember we had a little back and forth 2 or 3 years ago when you had the really dramatic music. Bum, 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 COVID update. Bum, 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 bam,
did
bum,
you
bum,
notice?
Bum.
Hey, did you notice that music got dropped immediately?
Oh, it did.
Here, pop this up.
After you complained.
Yeah.
And John Bull wonders.
I took that to our news management, and they didn't really care. And then they heard Tony Vannetti was the one behind it, and they were like, all right, drop it.
I've got new music for you, John. John Bull discusses, is it COVID? Today on Wave 3.
All right.
I like that.
Hey, thank you.
I do, too. Okay, man, let's talk about football. Your Packers, are they the best team in the NFL right now?
They are, and they haven't even had their whole, like a lot of these big wins they've had this year at Arizona, and some of these big wins, they didn't even have their whole roster. Like, they had lots of guys out, and now they're all finally healthy. Well, when I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, and I saw that they had to play the NFC West and the AFC North, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to have so many losses. And they went undefeated against those two conferences. I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
Those are the toughest conferences in football.
Let me ask you this. Did you see the cryptic tweet that Russell Wilson put out for the Seahawks? John, it's a picture of him. It's like a black and white picture, and he's headed up the tunnel. It just says, light at the end of the tunnel. Is this Wilson leaving the Seahawks in some kind of...
Yes.
Do you remember Brady? Brady did something. I can't remember what Brady did, but do you see him leaving the Seahawks?
Yes. He's going to go somewhere. There's so many quarterbacks that need... There's so many teams that need a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's going to go, and I think Rodgers might stay if they win, but if they lose, he's going to the Steelers. There's no question about that.
But No. Rodgers isn't leaving. I don't think he leaves.
If he leaves, where's he going?
Oh God, who knows? Did you peg the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for Tom Brady?
Listen, we've had some clues. We've had Rodgers already just flirting, talking about how great Tomlin is in the Pittsburgh organization. We've had a couple of rounds of that already. It's pretty obvious.
Hey, what do you think about Ben saying we have zero chance of winning going into Kansas City?
I am one of the few people in America left who still loves Ben Roethlisberger. He's quarterback my team anytime. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. I think he's good, and I love him.
No. He's terrible. He's terrible. He's old and terrible, John.
Mr. Steeler, you bailed on him?
I bailed on him last year, and I said when he sat on that bench at the end of the game and the offensive lineman came over to console him, and the entire stadium was empty. It was like a Disney movie. The entire stadium was empty, and he was still sitting there looking at his shoes. I said, it's over. Nope, one more year.
I think he's still good, and I'm the last guy left, but I'm serious about that.
All right, Packers, get back to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, to me, I think he's a douche off the field, but I haven't seen a player that made it look so easy like he does. He still makes these throws that are ridiculous. He's sort of just smiling the whole time, like, "Yeah, let's move the ball down the field." It's what you're watching with him is kind of amazing.
When you're a fan of a team, as you know, and you watch every snap of every game, even in the off years, and you already know, right? And it's funny how, like, the world is starting to notice Rodgers the last couple of years. But I've already known this. And I was on Team Favre in the breakup, and it made me mad. And I came back around because I was wrong. And Rodgers is the best I've ever seen. Just to watch him
put the ball
in the mailbox 45 yards down the field with three guys hanging on him and the guy not even open every time. He's the best.
talking to the investigative journalist, John Bowes. We're talking NFL. John, let's cut to the chase, man. Who do you see in the AFC and NFC playoffs?
In the championship games?
Yes.
I see Green, Tom against Aaron again.
Yep.
I like
and
that.
And this is not good for Packers fans because Tom is going to have a chip because Tom's not going to win the MVP. Aaron is. And
yes.
He's going to be mad.
But he's right. Tom Brady's like Michael Jordan. He needed those kind of things to motivate them to get through a game.
Yeah.
John, that's very good insight. That's exactly right. Aaron Rodgers,
Yeah, and on the other side, it's going to be the Chiefs, and I guess I'll go Buffalo.
Oh,
you know what?
I don't know. It's about time for Buffalo to turn things around and be as good as we all thought they were.
You don't think the Titans get in there?
Maybe. I mean, maybe if I don't know. They're kind of chokers.
Yeah,
and one thing I like about them this year, though, is they play smash mouth football. Like they will hit you in the mouth, and their defense is really, really good. A lot of times they intimidate teams right off the field.
Oh yeah,
and that's when Derrick Henry wasn't playing.
Right.
So, I want a replay of Super Bowl I, man. I want to see Chiefs Packers.
Well, listen, wouldn't that be great? But Tony Vannetti, we've been friends for close to 30 years, and he made an observation years and years ago, and it rings true with me. The championship weekend is way better than the Super Bowl historically every single year. Both,
yes.
I might break my no NFL.
Yeah,
right.
The back to back AFC NFC championship game is way better than the Super Bowl Sunday.
Way better
game. Right, unless you're the fan of a team that has a chance to win the game on fourth down, but they decide to kick it and try to stop the other team with a defense that is porous.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's the other conspiracy theory I have. 2001, the Patriots win the Super Bowl after 9/11. And this year, the Patriots are good enough to win a game in the playoffs. I'm not sure if they can get to the NFC or AFC championship. But if this happens, John Bowl, if it's the Patriots versus Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady versus Belichick, I'm going to call rigged.
I'll go one better than that. I have to work because it's on NBC this year. I have to work Super Bowl night.
Right.
I will call in sick an hour before the news.
All right, man. John, we love you, buddy. You do great coverage on Wave 3. Is there what you got in the hopper?
I was going to say, can you tell us what's on tap or is it a secret?
I got a complaint on a drug house that I've been doing this for a long time, man.
Yeah.
And I ain't never seen anything like this in my life.
Oh, my God.
This place makes Costco look dead.
Wow.
That's what I'm working on. And I want to add one more football note. This is on my wish list this year. Here's what I want. I want a Packers-Cowboys game at Lambeau in an Ice Bowl 2.
Oh.
14 below zero.
Oh.
That's what I want to see.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
John Bowl, to everybody, we said hi, buddy, especially those grandbabies.
Love you. See you.
Good to talk to you, John. There you go.
All right.
Coming up bottom of the hour, a woman gets in trouble because what she did on her social media accounts. We'll tell you why she's in legal trouble. And then also, hey, tonight, baby, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, come by and see us at River City Chiropractic. I'm going to be out there. Tony Cruz is coming out there. Our wife's going to go there. It's called a sip and learn. Just come on out and test drive the two treatments that they have, which is the one of them you just sit down. We had this out at the Kentucky State Fair. You sit down on it. You keep your clothes on. Non-invasive. And women, it shores up your pelvic floor. So no Kegels. This does it for you in 20 minutes a week for 6 straight weeks, and you're ready to go. It does more than just Kegels do for you. And men, if you sit on the chair for 20 minutes, it really frees up the blood flow down there, if you know what I mean. Now, the other one is losing fat on your belly or your stomach or your butt or your thighs. These two paddles heat up, plus they use electromagnetic wavelength. to work the muscles, melt the fat at the same time. I've got some results at Facebook. Just look up Tony Vannetti. I made it public so anybody can look at them. But I didn't change my diet whatsoever for the six treatments. I went for six straight weeks. Every Thursday at 2 o'clock is when I walked in the door. And I did it for 20 minutes and walked out. And it worked. You can see the results there. So if you want to come join us tonight, 4110 Preston Highway, 4110 Preston Highway at River City Chiropractic, you can test drive the two machines if you'd like to. All right, back after this, News Radio 840 WHAS. All right, Courtney Donahoe from Bloomberg Money Minute, finish up your last break and go pop that box of wine here in a couple of minutes, darling.
Again, the classy broad that I am. I swear, it had to have been, I must have learned this from my parents, because when I first introduced my ex-husband to my parents when he was my boyfriend at the time, I grew up in an apartment, small apartment in Brooklyn. When you walk into the kitchen, my parents' bedroom was on the other side. So I walk into the kitchen and I call out, "Mom and Dad, my new boyfriend's here." And again, it was in the morning. And all of a sudden I hear my dad out of the back. And, you know, my dad is from Ireland. And you hear, "Where's me pants?"
"Where's my pants then?
Where's me pants?" So, yes, that's how my family greets other people when they've never met them before.
Where's my pants?
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Amazing. So on a not-so-good topic also like this,
yes.
Stocks are falling. We had disappointing earnings from J.P. Morgan and Citigroup, the Dow falling 336 points. So, yeah, it's looking like a rough day today. We had some fluctuations in the beginning, thinking, my turn in the green, but not so much. So on to the other stories. The good news for a lot of people who have a lot of student loan debt out there, nearly 70,000 student loan borrowers will see their debts canceled under a settlement reached by loan servicer Navient. It was accused of predatory lending practices. Navient manages roughly a quarter of all student loans. If you are a person with a Navient loan, and I actually heard from a friend of mine who got her loan canceled, she ended up getting an email about it. So if you are a Navient customer, yeah, keep a lookout for that email to be able to get that. Another thing that we're also following is pilot shortages, forcing Delta and American Airlines to cut back on some regional flights for the next few months. So the problem has its roots in the early days of the pandemic when airlines offered pilots incentives to retire early. So when the carriers moved to replace them, where did they go? They turned to the regional partners. And now the regional partners find themselves shorthanded. And finally, some supermarkets are cutting hours. So according to the Wall Street Journal, COVID infections are leaving stores without enough cashiers, baggers, stockers, other workers to go around. So actually what some stores are doing, which is kind of interesting and also kind of difficult, some stores are actually overscheduling workers on the assumption that not everybody's going to make it in. Taking a look at the Dow before I leave you and go pop my wine, the Dow down 300 points. With the News Radio 840 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
Hey, this is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and you're listening to Tony and Dwight.
Thank you, Kenny Wayne. Tony, ever been in a long-distance relationship?
No.
I've been in one. I dated a girl that lived in Nashville.
It's dumb.
Well, you don't know until you try. But a survey from...
How'd it work out? Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Long-distance relationships. Wasn't that a radio show? Long distance? Oh, dedication. Long-distance dedication. That's what it was. Go ahead.
That's okay. Only a third of long-distance relationships are surviving. That's due to a survey or knowledge from a survey that Sexual Alpha finds. Sexual Alpha, they did a poll, pun intended. They polled.
Survey.
They polled. 24.5% of those that they polled said they had been in a long-distance relationship. But here's the thing. Only 31% of them said that the relationship went ahead and survived because they were separated.
A third?
Yeah.
Wow.
31%.
That's
high numbers, I would think. I often ask my wife, Susan, I try to encourage her to do a long-distance relationship, but she says, no, my job's here and your job's here. It doesn't
just
make sense.
Silly. Stop it.
Honey, you can work from... Why don't you move to Nashville? So 15% of those in a long-distance relationship said they met online, while 11% said they had... What? 15% of those in the long-distance relationship said they met online. One of the main reasons that long-distance relationships do not work is because...
You're not there?
Right. Which, wouldn't that be a plus? Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
No. I mean, yes, I know some married couples are where the dad or the husband travels 2 or 3 days a week, and just for some reason, those are the most happy relationships that our friends have.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Just saying. It was some of the main reasons that long-distance relationships don't work, 40.2% says it's because not enough communication, then that's followed by jealousy, and then cheating.
Cheating is a big one for, and I don't know if it's Chris Rock that said, a man is as faithful as his options. I don't believe that. I believed it at 20. I don't believe it at 50. But a younger man, yes, a man is sometimes enticed by the opposite sex.
A woman is in trouble because of her social media accounts. The woman's name is Courtney Ireland Answorth. Well, here's what happened. She created fake Instagram accounts that landed the woman in jail. Here's the story. With the 30 fake Instagram accounts that she made, she made claims from every single one of her accounts that her ex-boyfriend had been stalking her, harassing her, and even tried to stab her. She had the 30 fake accounts collaborate on social media that it was true, and it was not. It was, in fact, all of her. She's now sentenced to 10 months in jail.
There's no difference between what you just described and what happens every single day with issues with politicians and everyone else. There's not really 30,000 people that hated it on Twitter? No, it's actually 5 computer bots.
It's robots.
That are from 5 different Twitter accounts that are creating that. Okay. So she did exactly what people are doing every single day. The problem is when you get 30,000 negative tweets, the person gets fired from their job or they have to resign. Even though we know that's not really 30,000 people, it's 5 different accounts doing that.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. New survey finds that 30% of those polled say that they are loyal to the coffee the way they drink their way. They say they're happy to take experimental concoctions when it comes to their coffees, though. In fact, 45% of the folks say that they like to mix things up when it comes to their coffee. 65% say they would gladly try a drink recommended by a barista, while 35% of the people do like to order right off the menu. I get my coffee black every single morning, and it's Sam's K-Cups. My wife, she does the thing where she can't drink the same coffee every morning. She's got all these stupid...
So variety.
All these stupid, caramel mocha... What's one of these?
I got to shake it up every once in a while, but I don't shake up the coffee. The coffee is either Starbucks pods or whatever, the Costco pods. I don't care, really. I don't care what type of coffee it is. Now, I will shake up the cream.
Oh, excuse me?
I will do either the Italian cream or the mocha, or my favorite during the fall is pumpkin spice.
Ooh, that's nice.
What's up? I have the best fake fictional businesses on TV and the news. Number one on this list, you will agree with.
All right.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Part of the reason that I'm in radio today, as a matter of fact.
WKRP.
Rick over there, he's giving us a thumbs up.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, we end the show with the ending theme song.
Yes, we do. So that is one of the best fictional companies on TV or radio. How about Vandalay Industries? That is Seinfeld.
George,
yes,
Vandalay Industries.
Vandalay Industries.
Vandalay Industries.
I've watched several episodes of this show, and I got to tell you, it's awesome. How about Sterling Cooper Advertising Agency? That is from Mad Men.
I need to watch Mad Men, I guess.
Did you watch it? Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Oh, yeah. He's a badass dude. It's really a look into the early 1960s on how the office was run.
Really?
Chain smoking, drinking, and let's just be honest, women were treated awful in these office places. I mean, they were.
Oh
my gosh.
Swats on the rear end.
And everybody had a secretary. And it's just funny because when they would train the secretaries, they're like, look, your job is to be not perky, but not too perky. You don't bring your own problems into this.
Oh, wow.
He's got it. He has enough on his mind that he doesn't need it from you.
Well, maybe I should watch that with my wife as a cautionary tale of how it could have been, Susan.
All right. Cyberdyne Systems. Do you know what,
I don't know what
movie
that
series
is.
That is? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Terminator?
Yes, Cyberdyne. Cyberdyne Systems is the
really?
One that comes up with the whole computer system. Yes, 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 yes. How about InGen?
I don't know that
You
one.
Know InGen?
No.
From Jurassic Park.
No.
You did not see Jurassic
Park? I saw it, but I didn't pay attention.
Right. There's only 10 movies.
Oh, is there 10 of those?
Come on, dude.
Wow.
All of them made $1 billion apiece.
Wow.
InGen stands for, if you didn't know that, International Genetic Technologies. That is your Jurassic Park business.
Of course everyone knows that.
How about Duff Beer?
Yes, Simpsons.
Duff Beer, yes. I thought for a second that Hillary Duff was the heir to the Duff Beer.
I wonder why they didn't come out with a Duff Beer, or did they?
I assume that they had to.
You
look
think?
It up. Look it up. See what they got.
Look it up on Google Machine real quick.
You didn't watch this show, but Central Perk. Central Perk.
I don't.
Come on, come on.
Oh, Friends.
Yes, yes. Okay. Good for you.
Yes,
I'm so shocked right now.
Hang on. Let's see. I'm trying to look up Duff Beer. Is there a real Duff Beer?
Somebody had to make Duff Beer. And if not, we're going to.
It's been brewed in a number of countries.
Okay, yeah.
But it every time they've done it, it's resulted in legal battles.
Of course.
So.
Of course. How about Cheers?
Cheers,
Cheers
yes.
is the favorite.
Oh, man.
That's
where everybody wanted to have a bar that was theirs.
Yes.
My Cheers is Barrel-Nosed 502.
That is the best. We're talking about the best fictional companies on TV or movies. What about Wonka Industries?
Oh, Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka. Fake company. Fake company.
I was the little fat girl that got caught in the tube.
I think it's a fat dude.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't see gender, so it's hard for me.
There you go. Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Yes, baby!
From The Office. Dunder Mifflin.
That's a fantastic one.
It was cool to wear the Dunder Mifflin t-shirts around because you can buy them. But now my son says it's ironic funny, and I don't understand what he's talking about.
I don't either. Well, we're not college kids.
Yeah, don't wear it anymore. I'm wearing it for the irony of it.
I will say this, though. At one point, they did a rabies walk.
A what?
A rabies walk.
Okay, rabies.
Because one of the office women got bit by a bat, so they did a rabies walk to help eradicate rabies.
Yeah.
And it was already rabies shots. It's done, you know? But... In the board game, office board game,
yeah,
I bought it just because it has a rabies. Remember
no.
one of those?
Yeah.
The hand thing with the bracelets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one, the most famous of all time, a fake business, is Acme Corporation.
Bugs Bunny, baby.
Bugs Bunny, Acme Corporation.
The
bombs always came in the Acme Corporation or Jetpack or whatever it was.
Even if it was just an anvil.
Right.
It was still Acme.
Right, that's right.
Kanye West is in the news, or as you might call him, Ye. He's being investigated for assault.
I think it's Ye.
Is it Ye or Ye?
Is it Ye or Ye?
I don't know.
Hear ye.
It's Ye. Okay, so Kanye West, also known as Ye, is being investigated in Los Angeles. Here's what's happened. He's being investigated for assault. Kanye West was accused of punching someone outside of a nightclub in downtown Los Angeles. A group had gathered around him outside the Soho warehouse where he said, "Stop taking pictures of me because I'm going through stuff." Meaning, I guess, maybe going through stuff personally. I don't know.
Like forgetting to take your medication.
Yeah, that's when someone disputed him, and he went ahead and punched him twice. The incident's being investigated as a misdemeanor battery. So far, no charges or citations have been announced.
Net worth, please. Can you look up net worth for
Absolutely.
Me real quick?
Do I look up as Kanye or Ye?
Kanye West. Go Kanye West, just to shorten it up.
West.
I'm going to say $1.4 billion.
No, I'm going to say he's $900 million.
I'm going to say $1.4
billion. Hang on. Oh, my gosh. Wow. $1.8 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, so he can punch whoever the hell he wants to punch.
Why is Kanye so rich? Like most artists, the bulk of Kanye West's revenue is from his music. Or not from his music,
not
but
from
live performances.
Yeah, live performances and then the gear. Aren't the shoes Kanye West? Doesn't he have a shoe company?
$1.8 billion.
Billion, yes. When you put a person that definitely needs to be on medication and give them one or have a $1.8 billion, it could be trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
It could be trouble, definitely. All right, Edlin and Edlin are my friends at the real estate company. They went to a new model about a year ago, and it's working. And it was a big decision for them to say, you know what? We want to take care of our clients. Edlin and Edlin have been around for 47 years. You know the name. When I say Edlin and Edlin Real Estate, you know who I'm talking about. These folks will charge you 1% commission. That's it. Okay, so whether you're selling or buying a home, they charge their end will be 1%. On average, you keep almost $8,000 in your pockets that would have gone to a real estate agent. Edlin and Edlin isn't some small place that just kind of is doing this as a gimmick. They are a full service brokerage. They are top notch, first class, full service. Let me say it again. Edlin and Edlin. So you're getting that treatment and only 1% commission. So keep that money in your pocket. You earned it. It's equity in your home. Or if you're buying a house, you get to keep that money. That is the deal. So go to Edlin.com. Edlin and Edlin charging just 1%. Back after this, News Radio 840 WHAS. Who is this?
Little Ryan Bingham, baby.
Oh, the guy from Yellowstone.
Yeah, Walker.
Walker.
Let's let this play for a little bit, man. Good tune right here. Check this out.
I love him on the show, by the way.
When I die low, don't want you put my soul up on the train.
That good stuff, man.
That is good stuff.
Won't you send it southbound? Give a cool blues man name.
Let's get to the chorus first and we'll go down.
Cause I've been lost on them back roads so many times, I've gone blind. I lose some faith in my family, had driven me out of my damn mind. Put on a cell side of heaven, won't you take me home?
Oh, I'm gonna miss not watching Yellowstone this Sunday.
You know, oh my gosh, I'm only in season three, so I'm still rolling.
You're hooked. Season five is confirmed. They're already filming that, but I guess we got to wait another year.
See, he's not pining for some girl.
No.
He's not crying because he's not spending time with his girl. This is called country music.
Right.
Bunch of whiny country singers. Buy a t-shirt that fits and sing about being lonely and wrecking your truck.
Hear that line? I've been a desperado in West Texas for so long.
He's a hell of an actor, too.
He is, too.
All right, a couple basketball games this weekend. U of L and UK. U of L will be over on Saturday tomorrow on 790 WKRD and Kentucky here at WHAS.
Thanks to John Bow for joining the show. Thanks to George Rodman for Sheriff for joining the show. And thank you to Tom Rivers. It was good to keep up with all of those guys.
Yeah, it's been a good week this week. And again, before we let you go and turn it over to the boys and, of course, Terry Miners at night. Second ratings book in a row. We just like to brag when he comes in. After 30 years of radio and TV, I like to celebrate the wins. And you made us the top show again, and I appreciate that. You have no idea how that makes us happy.
We're very, very grateful.
And we appreciate you listening, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. All right, man, we're out of here. Again, the boys are next. Terry Miner's coming up after that at 3 o'clock. He's only been in that chair for 82 years. It's amazing how well he looks. And then the two games this weekend, including the NFL. And if it's snowing outside, the NFL's on. I'm going to be happy, happy,
yes.
happy. All right, see you later on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Good night, Mary. I love you.